The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, the data centre dilemma raised its head again this week with concerns about a shortage of electricity. The centres hoovered up a fifth of Ireland's electricity in 2022, according to new figures from the CSO. Generating more electricity is one solution, but are there simple solutions that might help to ease the problem? We're joined by Professor Aoife Foley, who is Energy Systems Engineer and at Queen's University Belfast. Aoife, you're very welcome to the programme. When it comes to the kind of stuff, you know, we need data centres, the way we're living our lives and the amount of data that we're generating, but is there a whole load of storage of stuff that kind of isn't really needed, and is that having an impact on the use of electricity?
Globally, you know, just to put it in context, internet usage is up 60% since, say, 2015. Internet traffic is up nearly 500%. And data center workload is up about 260%. But if you put that in context, yeah, that's not including cryptocurrency and data transmission on networks, which is related to telecoms. So
we're all, you know, using all huge amounts of data. What is this stuff then that we could maybe look at?
Streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming. So I looking at my numbers at the moment, I would reckon that a lot of traffic, about 80%, 80-odd% is related to streaming.
But we want the movies and we want the programs. I mean, are we exactly. storing a whole load of selfies? Are we storing a whole load of things that perhaps we don't need?
Well, there is all the, you know, obviously in data, and I just want to highlight as well, it's not just us as private individuals. It's also e-government, e-medical, e-training, trading, banking, commerce, pharmaceutical, food networks, aviation sector, apps for buying a pizza on your phone. All of these things need to have a calculation or a little algorithm run somewhere so you can see the pictures. You don't want to have distributed data centres, which would be far more energy intensive to do this. And data centres actually, over that timeline, their energy efficiency has come down significantly. We're talking about 20 or 30%.
But so all of the data and material and stuff that we're using, whether it's through streaming or other things, what part of that is dark data?
It's about 54% based on sort of the estimates I've been doing over the last four years now. At this stage, we've been looking at it in Queens and Belfast.
And how would you define dark data, Aoife?
Old emails, old customer calls, video recordings, a whole load of IoT, so that Internet of Things, where I'm talking about, you know, put it in context now, Twitter, 500,000 customers, you upload something, I do it myself, you know, a GIF, that's data. It's stored somewhere. Do you follow? So Google, everybody, every day, there's probably about maybe 7 billion searches going on all over the planet. So the minute you look for a search for a flight, it keeps a trail somewhere that's on a cache in a computer somewhere in the cloud. All of that is dark data.
So some of the stuff,
we're not doing good housekeeping.
Yeah, if we got rid of some of our old selfies, we might actually contribute to saving the planet at the same time and energy usage, which does sound like a win-win. But it isn't just up to us, because a lot of this data is stored for commercial reasons and maybe legal contractual obligations by the platform and tech companies themselves. So it's not just down to individuals to say, I'm going to clean out some of the stuff that's knocking around.
But the tech companies, they're providing a service to governments like the Department of Education in Ireland, like universities like my own Queen's University Belfast, UCD, UCC, you know, Manchester, where I'm as employed. And, you know, other universities, people want online education. They want, you know, a Teams call or a Zoom or a Skype. All of these things, you know, they like a 5G network to do all of that, even though a 5G network gives you more latency in the system. It has more capacity in terms of bandwidth and connectivity, and you can do more IoT and AI, and that's why you can stream. You need more cells, which needs more energy. So it's actually to do with the telecommunications network.
So
all industries, law, etc.
Is there much that the data centres themselves can do then to reduce some of this?
I think, you know, if you look at the number of data centres around the world, there's about 7.2 million data centres. The US and China are the biggest. So if you look at China, and about 50% of its generation capacity is from coal. And then in Europe, if you look at Europe, there's probably about 400 nod, maybe 500 data centers in Germany. Significant portion now currently of their generation is coal because of the gas situation. Emissions have gone up. You know, I think the data centers, they're, you know, the big ones, the Amazon, the Microsoft, Meta, Google, they're doing what they can. They're using all the technologies they can. They're investing in research and R&D to improve chip performance.
But some of the smaller ones might be able to switch away from some of those heavy, heavy fossil fuel consuming power sources. We'll have to leave it there. Professor Aoife Foley of Queen's University, Belfast, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.